Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Brendan Hyde met with the media after the Orioles clinched the American League East.
Brendan, I heard in there you just yelled, nobody gave us a chance. I mean, how important was that motivation?
Yeah, I just, you know, the whole group felt we won 83 games last year, and you know, that was kind of the message in spring training was we're going to build off this 83, and no, we're not surprising the teams anymore. People know how talented we were, but nobody was giving us a chance to win. It was in every publication everywhere that we were going to regress, and I wanted our guys to know that, and they took it personal, and we just won 100 in AL East.
Does that surprise you at all, even a little bit, 100?
You know, not I wouldn't have thought maybe we were going to win 100 before the year, but I knew we were a good club. I knew we had to stay healthy, and there's a lot of things. But as the year goes along and we're piling up wins and winning a ton of series, I didn't think that it wasn't impossible for us to do that.
So we had Gunnar Henderson tonight's game. We had Gunnar Henderson tonight. Also, we had guys like D.L. Hall, Nestor Kjerstad contributing in a game like this. That's
got to
make it a little
even
more special.
So cool, yeah. How about DL? That was, you know, right in the heart of their order, big part of the game. He's got great stuff. And, you know, we got him at the right time. We got him here at the right time. He's been a huge help for us. He's good against lefties and righties. And for him to get those outs that he did, that was, you know, that was a big part of the game.
The Saturday night game in Cleveland, if you had not won that game, you would have only been a half a game ahead. Can you talk about how the pitching particularly has sort of stepped up from that Means game on?
No doubt. Means and Gibby. You know, Means and Gibby there, those last two games in Cleveland. We've had a lot of things. I mean, we lost the two games in Tampa, first two games against Tampa here, and then showed the toughness to come back and win the last two games. And then, like I said a lot, people didn't realize how hard that seven-game trip was on the road. At the back end of that long 17-game stretch. And for us to go 4-3, have an opportunity to win another one, we didn't. But to go have a winning road trip, pitch extremely well the last two games, and carry that into this homestand, we're going to go as far as we pitch. And we play a lot of close games. So I wish we could win 8-1 one time, but it doesn't happen very often.
Tyler was such a huge part of this rotation earlier in the year. How meaningful is it to have him here for this celebration of the AL East?
I didn't set that up. That wasn't Tyler's going to close to get the last three outs of this game. It was just kind of the way it happened. You know, when I used Cano against those three righties and one of them got a hit, I got to bring in Perez there for Devers. And then I got to figure out how we're going to get three outs against the middle of the order there. And for me, Tyler's a pitcher first, and that's why you take your chances. He felt good after, I don't think he's gone back-to-back, too, and this whole time. So in 95, first time going back-to-back, really good changeup. You know, he can pitch, and so you feel comfortable with him in that spot if he feels good, which he did.
You had mentioned after the first clinch that kind of felt a little bit bad. It was a harsh reality that there were some guys who couldn't be there. Tyler Wells was among them. How good does it feel that he can be here for this one, but also play a big role in it?
Yeah, huge role in it. He's a favorite. You know, he's a great story. So we all know the story. The Rule 5 makes the team. We're not very good. Probably the reason why he made the team, and then just keep giving him opportunities. And next thing you know, he's closing on a bad club, but he's pitching in kind of high pressure situations, and he responded extremely well. And had a great first half in the rotation, and ran out of gas just because he wasn't built up to handle that workload. It's going to be better for it next year, and to go kind of swallow his pride a little bit, honestly, and go pitch in Double A and Triple A games. Just to see if we can hopefully get him out of the bullpen and kind of spots like this, maybe not exactly like this, but in sometime in the last third of the game, let's take a chance and he's come through.
Brandon, for you personally, 5 years ago you sat in that chair, you knew this was going to be a big job with the rebuild and everything. the perception a lot of times is when a team gets through that, that original manager might not even be there. For you to see this through and to now be managing a 100-win team going to the playoffs,
yeah.
What does that mean to you personally?
It means a lot. I mean, Mike told me that he was hiring me not to – he said the exact same thing. I'm not hiring you to replace you when we get more talented, and he held true to that. And he was – like I said before, he was way more patient, honestly, those first few years than I was, because it was hard. I mean, I took losses hard, and I knew we weren't as talented as other teams, but I just felt bad for the guys in the clubhouse, and we're pulling for them, and it beats you up. And Mike showed great patience and understood that the plan was in place, and he drafted extremely well and got more talent in this organization like he said he was going to. And you're seeing it now. 2 years ago, if you sat in this chair, 110 losses, I wouldn't have thought we were going to win 100 games or win the AL East 2 years later. And for me, that's a remarkable story, and it just shows to you how good he is as a leader and also an evaluator.
Right. When the fact that all those guys came with you through this journey, just your feelings on what they've gone through and what they've accomplished.
The players?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the nicest thing for me is – there were so many rough nights in 1921 that, you know, there's still a lot of guys that were in that clubhouse that are celebrating right now. And, you know, it's tough to get beat up. And we had that long losing streak a couple of years ago, and all those things that were just – all you read about was – or hear about was negative. And that's hard to play on a nightly basis like that. That's hard to stay positive. And those guys did. Those guys did, and they turned the corner last year. And so to see them, you know, we have a really good mix of players, younger players as well as the guys that have been around a little bit, and then some guys that have been around 9-10 years that are really influential. But to see them turn the corner, celebrate tonight, win the AL East, we're going to win 100-plus games. That's a huge deal.
You guys really couldn't afford any prolonged slumps if you're going to win a division like this. Are you surprised that the team, I guess, is this young, avoided anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's so hard. I mean, I know it's almost getting historic, I guess. I don't even know the number. Whatever.
91.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's crazy, though, to have not a 4 or 5 day stretch where you're, you know, either unlucky or not playing very well. And maybe we did get lucky a few times, yeah. But it shows you that they come to the park. And they come to play every day, and they come to win every day, and they support each other.
It was huge. Tampa Bay was like 22-5 or whatever.
What's that now?
And Tampa Bay was like 22-5 earlier. Like, did you think it would be possible for someone to catch them? And it was obviously going to take something like a 100-win season.
Yeah, at that time when they got off to such a hot start, I was just trying to figure out what our club was. I thought we were a good team, but I wasn't sure about a lot of things, and I was hoping that we would compete for 6 months, and knowing it's a long season. So, and like I said before, I wanted our team to get better in the second half, and we've won a lot of games.
After the third inning, they put that announcement on the scoreboard that there was a lease agreement. The team was going to stay here 30 years. I mean,
I missed it.
I figured, but
I'm happy.
You did, but I mean. Does that make this night even more special to you, knowing that the marriage between Maryland and the Orioles will continue for years and years?
I'm sorry I missed it. I had some things going on I was looking at, but I am very happy that's being settled and that the Orioles are here for a long time and the stadium. I don't know a ton about it, to be honest with you. I'm just trying to win every single night, so with the guys I got, but I'm very happy if everybody else is happy, and I'm glad.
A lot of times the progress of a young team isn't linear, you know. Sometimes regression does happen.
Yep.
The fact that it didn't happen and that the improvement was that much better, like, what all is that a credit to? They took such a huge step up.
I think everybody involved, honestly. I mean, from coaching staff to the players themselves taking ownership to strength and conditioning to our trainers. You know, our players have improved. And honestly, that was one thing that Mike said to us my first year was, we're looking for guys, you know, we want our guys to just, you're going to struggle, but we'd love to see improvement in the players that we have, some core players. And, you know, you look at Ali from last year, he's improved. Gunner's improved. Sedover, his career's improved. Santander, like, the list goes on and on of guys that have improved. But the biggest thing for me is our pitching. We're able to now pitch. We were able to now pitch last year in our division. And the improvement of Kyle Bradish, the improvement of Grayson Rodriguez this year, Dean Kramer over the last few years, our bullpen guys. For those guys to get huge outs and against tough lineups, and some of these guys were put on waivers once, twice, Batista in the minor leagues forever, we have a high character group.
Last one. Brandon, what was that moment like with Cubs?
I've never seen him run so fast. No, it's very special. I mean, Cuz, I brought Cuz here when I got hired. He was the first person I told Mike, this is somebody I've known since I used to watch him play in high school. I'm a little younger. So my dad would take me to watch him play. We used to work out together when we were playing minor leagues together. Lived together 1 year. And just, we've been with the Marlins together. I took him to the Cubs with me, so the Cubs together, and now here, it's a cool moment.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.